Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Back off, Mario.
Now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you for joining us today. It is already the fourth day of September 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Paul Watson is going to be popping in for only about 20 minutes towards the end of the show to break down record cold temperatures, since they've been recording temperatures in the last 300-plus years. Also, that corresponds with the 200-plus years of scientific records of sunspots. The sun has never been completely clear in over 200 years of sunspot activity being recorded. It's one of the longest continually measured phenomenons in the natural world, that and terra temperature here on terra firma. Record cold temperatures on the way. And the global taxers have already shifted overnight, saying global cooling. We need a world tax to stop the global cooling that is supposedly man-made. The UN's own fraudulent climate report, where they forged the names of hundreds of scientists, that's now been admitted that they forged them, lied and said they endorsed the idea of man-made global warming, and that it was caused by CO2, one of the four major ingredients to life. By that, I don't mean classical element, I mean true element. Classical element in life, not one of the periodic tables, but we have sunshine, we have oxygen, we have carbon dioxide, we have water, and those are the main ingredients or the elements you need for life. But they are now, well, first they said in the 50s and 60s we need a global tax to stop the ice age, which was in a way more accurate, not that man was causing it, but that an ice age was set to appear according to ice core samples. Then they decided, well, we're having a little warming period here, a little mini hot spot because of sun activity, and they knew that all along. They're not stupid. They're scientists. The globalists are. Scientists of tyranny. And so they came up with that it was man-made global warming, and the UN's own report, as I mentioned, says that man's only 6% of it, if you believe their fraudulent numbers. Volcanoes and the sun solar radiation of all types, but also just space radiation, different types of particles coming into the atmosphere, forming clouds. But don't confuse the public with the facts. They love a good hoax, kind of like Russia invaded Georgia. Russia snuck attacked Georgia. Isn't the truth, but let's go ahead and say it. Or that Sarah Palin is a good conservative. Not true, but we can just say it. Or that Barack Obama is a good guy who's going to fight the establishment. Isn't true, but might as well just believe it. I mean, nation of suckers, born and bred to be suckers. But he'll pop in later on that issue. I've got a lot of news here, and so we're not going to have any other guests today but Paul popping in briefly. I want to take a lot of your phone calls, any issue you want to discuss. A lot has happened. The response to the little hurricane locking down areas of Louisiana, saying martial law 24 hours a day, leave your house, you go directly to the state pen, no judge, no jury, the government arbitrarily decides. We're seeing similar things pop up in Arkansas and Ohio. This idea of martial law is just being brought into the mainstay of American thinking. It's being introduced onto Main Street. We can talk about the economy, what's happening there. We can talk about the Georgia situation, the Iran situation. We can talk about the stupid VP candidates. I mean, who cares? They're puppets, but if you want to discuss it, fine. We can discuss police brutality versus the anarchists. There is a whole host of issues. Any angle, any issue you want to bring up today, you have a question for me, or you want to challenge me on some fact, I would love to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. being a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hey, everybody. If you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast, fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna. I love beef stroganoff. I love chicken noodle soup. I love desserts, all kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfasts. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to efoodsdirect.com right now. efoodsdirect.com or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I have a newscast where they're telling you you're not allowed to gather your own rainwater. That ties into the global standardization of zoning and of state and federal laws, international laws under conventions and treaties and general agreements. I've got a story I never really got to yesterday. Israel Mossad let Nazi Mengele get away, Associated Press. I got a story I want to hear from the callers on. I want to hear from you on this. Sudden death after arrest may be new syndrome. This out of Reuters. And this is the story originates out of Madrid, Spain. The reason we're hearing about this in Europe now is they're adopting a fraud that was invented here in the U.S. about 3 years ago. There have been over 500 taser deaths in the U.S. alone. There are scores in Canada, all over Europe. Total, it's around 1,000. The numbers vary just in the last 5-6 years as tasers have become prolific. And when you get tasered over and over again and just so happen to die, they now say it is a syndrome. They say, well, this never happened before, but it's not the electroshock, even though the coroners say, no, they died of a heart attack from being tasered 5 times, 20 times, you know, sometimes more. Sometimes they taser people 30, 40 times. You'll get cops there with 3 or 4 taser lines into somebody, just tasering over and over again, and they'll die of a heart attack. You get a 15-year-old, an 18-year-old, a 35-year-old, and they're dead. When the cops always say, oh, they were on drugs, and the coroner report comes back, no, there were no drugs. You know, the story was it was cocaine. You know, they were on drugs. And then you'd find out, no, they weren't on drugs. So the government doctors went, you know what, it's a syndrome. It's not that when we taser you or when we beat you or when we jump on your head with our knees that your neck breaks. No, 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 no. You died of overexcitement. It was a syndrome. It says, a sudden death after arrest may be new syndrome. Young men who die suddenly after being arrested by the police may be victims of a new syndrome, similar to one that kills some wild animals. And that's prey animals. Doves, quail, chickens, hares, i.e. rabbits, deer. Prey species have it almost designed into them to, once they get grabbed, once they're dying, they go into shock and die quite easily. I remember being a little boy on the farm when one of my uncles or my great uncle who lived nearby, I'd be over at their house, and it wasn't some brutal thing. It was dinner time. And they would grab a chicken and take it over and hack its head off with a meat cleaver, or they would grab a rabbit out of them. No, it's dinner time. You know, it's 4 o'clock. I'm going to go cook this. Grab, you know, I'm hillbillies, folks. I guess it's okay to go eat it at the store. You just better not kill it yourself. Grab the rabbit out by its legs. Hold it up by its hind legs. Take a broken oar is what Pat Lynn, one of my great uncles, would use. And just, bam, hit it one time in the back of the head. And then he'd skin it and take it in and cook it. And gourmet, believe me. But that's how domesticated we've gotten. People are, like, recoiling in horror. That's what human beings have done for thousands of years, tens of thousands. That's what we do. You know, those chickens you're eating, pork you're eating, it had lives of inhumane torture on average. Now, cows still have pretty good lives until they're slaughtered. That's why it's a very humane food to eat. Not the case with pigs and chickens. Now, but I'm already digressing. How did I get off into that? Oh, a lot of times you grab a rabbit by the hind legs, and a week before it saw one of its brethren be killed with a pole axe, basically, it will just have a heart attack right in your hands. I've seen that happen. Or let's say I've been hunting dove before, and you just wing one, it just breaks its wing. You go pick it up, dies right in your hands. By the way, you just tear its breast right out, drop it right into a baggie in your backpack that's got the seasoning, whatever you're seasoning, whether it's some type of Asian sweet sauce or maybe just Lee and Perrin's Worcestershire. Just drop the breast right into that. It marinates while you're out there in the 95-degree fields, and you come back 4 hours later, and you go in and put them right on the skillet. And it's not that I even enjoy killing the dove. It's a primitive instinct to go out and hunt. It's the hunting itself that is fulfilling. And then to actually butcher it yourself takes about 3 seconds. Tear the breast meat out. Throw it in your bag. And then you go cook it yourself. And it isn't full of hormones. It isn't filled with antibiotics. It didn't lead a tortured life in some big pen with mites all over it. I'm sorry, I'm digressing. I said I was going to take your calls. The point is, I know what sudden death is, and it's in prey animals. It is not in what you call predators or aggressive mammals. If the going gets tough for a killer whale, it doesn't just give up and die. If the going gets tough for an African great ape, a silverback, it doesn't just die of a heart attack. Unless it's around the age for heart attacks, older. If you get a tiger, doesn't just die of a heart attack, fights to the death. An elephant doesn't die of a heart attack, fights to the death. Higher intelligence is associated with not giving up and dying. Prey animals have it designed into them, for whatever reason, to give up and die. They are falsely claiming that now, that when the police grab you and take you behind closed doors and, of course, beat your brains out, that or taser you to death, or jump on your head with their, you know, this famous video, just about 8 months ago, up in Canada, and this Polish fella who didn't speak English, his mother was unable to get through to get him. He was immigrating to North America, to Canada, and he throws a fit after 30-plus hours of no food, no water. He's just back there in a holding area. Very frustrating. I had it happen to me in Canada, but not for that long, just about 15 hours. and he kicks a trash can and starts screaming for help. They come up, tasering. The officers jump from about 3 feet in the air with their knees on the back of his head. Bye-bye. He's dead. Broke his neck.
They said it was a syndrome.
And I guess if you ever get in a fist fight with somebody and you hit them and it happens to break a blood vessel in their brain and they die, well, the cops show up, just say, you know what, it's a syndrome. Of course, they're going to laugh at you. But this is really going to wreak havoc that they're now saying, no. People just die in police custody from fear. Well, yeah, if it's a 60-year-old guy with heart problems or a 75-year-old person with heart problems, that certainly does happen. Happens a lot. It doesn't happen to 25-year-old males. They said that woman that died in that airport a few months ago, they said she died of fear, a syndrome. 40-something-year-old woman. Of course, the coroner's report said she died of blunt force trauma to the head, but hey, that's a syndrome, too. But this now Europe's picking up on the lies and propaganda. Young men who die suddenly after being arrested by the police may be victims of a new syndrome, similar to one that kills some wild animals when they are captured, Spanish researchers said on Tuesday. Man, I started thinking about dove hunting. My neighbor was going dove hunting the other day and I almost begged to go along. I never get to hunt, fish, nothing anymore. But Manuel Martinez Celis of Madrid's hospital, Giorgio Marinian, reached the conclusion after investigating 60 cases of sudden unexplained deaths in Spain following police detention. Oh, yes. Yes, Jack. In one-third of cases, death occurred at the point of arrest, while in the remainder, death was within 24 hours, Celis told the annual meeting of the European Society of Cardiology. All but one of the casualties were male, and their average age was just 33 years, with no previous history of cardiovascular disease. Something unusual is going on, Celis said. Just why they died remains a mystery, but he believes young men in particular may experience surges of blood levels and chemicals when under severe stress. Adrenaline is one of the most abundant of these chemicals. We know that when a wild animal is captured, sometimes the animal dies suddenly, he said. Probably when these young males are captured, it's very stressful, and their level of these chemicals goes very high, and that can finish their life by ventricle fibrillation or cardiac arrest. Yeah, it's not that they're being tasered or beaten to death. Celis compiled a study, the first of its kind in any country. That's not true. I guess they don't do studies here. They just make it up. By scouring Spanish newspapers for cases of unexplained death under police detention over the past 10 years, only sudden deaths with no clear causes were included in the autopsy reports, were checked to exclude the possibility of mistreatment or past serious medical conditions. 12 of the victims were drug users, but Celis said that was not thought to be contributed to their deaths. Jonathan Harlpin of the Missouri St. Louis Medical Center in New York was not involved in research to the concept of the heart stress syndrome triggered by a flood of adrenaline or other chemicals was a reasonable hypothesis. We all know stress is bad for you, and this may be stress in the extreme, he said. Yeah, 25, 30-year-old males fall into meat grinders and don't have heart attacks and have their legs chopped off. You can have your fingers cut off and you don't. No. It's being tasered and beaten and attacked. So now this is really getting serious here, where they just make up more and more syndromes and more baloney for them murdering us. As it becomes more and more obvious that they're killing us, they will just concoct more and more of this quackdom, this kookdom. Global cooling, unprecedented ice storms hit Kenya, China, and the other areas of the world, Africa, China, you name it. Michigan man accused of planning anti-GOP attack. World's first cloned dog. Father's puppies, researchers say. Cloned beef is on store shelves. Don't you dare go hunting. American forces attack militants on Pakistani soil. That's big news. We'll also talk about this Palin hype. It's your calls when we come back straight ahead in the next segment. PrisonPlanet.com. Check it out today.
How much longer will you ignore the warning signs?
How much longer?
How much longer will you turn away like a blind man?
How much longer?
The choice of life or death, abundance or starvation is made today.
Do you have a long-term food solution?
Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Now, for the first time,
Survivalist Seeds is offering a single person 7-year heirloom seed supply. 3,000 seeds with 12 specially selected varieties, giving you 1,000 pounds of food for only $65.
This is a limited offer.
Just $65 for a 7-year heirloom seed supply. Only from SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Family size still available at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Patriots prepare.
Patriots prepare.
Slaves hesitate.
Soon we'll know which one you are. You have no more excuses.
You have no more excuses.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 4th, 2008. Gold opened today at $806.90. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $832.20, $409.65 for half ounce, and $204.83 for quarter ounce. That's $831.20, $409.65, and $204.83.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Okay, Alex Jones back here live, ladies and gentlemen. I want to get into cloning later. What a serious danger that is to the basic genetic code, not just of these animal lines, but other species.
Your own.
American forces attack militants on Pakistani soils, a headline. So widening wars over there. Over there in Central Asia.
Someone who cares.
And I've got comments on Palin as well. But right now, let's go to the calls. John in Illinois disagrees, so he goes to the head of the line. Welcome to the airwaves, John.
Good to be here, Alex. 3 or 4 weeks ago, you were commenting on the possible punishment for those who ran the 9/11 op. And if I'm not mistaken, you said you did not favor the death penalty for these people, but I take strong exception to that. I think that is necessary although I am usually opposed to the death penalty because usually these guys are railroaded, it is necessary for us to execute those men who have been found guilty at the very top. That means Cheney, Rumsfeld, Meyer. They have to be publicly executed as a lesson to all others not to do the same thing.
Well, listen, I appreciate your call, but I want to be clear about all this. You still there, John?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I appreciate the call as the cue to hang up on people when I'm done with them, but I didn't mean that as the cue that time, so I was making sure they hadn't let you go because I want you to be able to counter back with what I say. I believe I was talking about if we have a revolution in this country, I would like it to be peaceful and not be violent, because the vast majority of the time, I would say 99% of the time, a violent revolution ends up with something as bad or worse. And then what you have is you have the lazy population, or that sector that takes over from the elite and then loots the middle class, and they set up their own tyranny, and the whole economy basically collapses, because sometimes the new tyranny you get is worse than the old tyranny you had. My whole point is it's very dangerous to start executing people in a revolution. You end up with a French Revolution when it rages for years, 8-9 years, and hundreds of thousands get their heads chopped off, and it turns out, like the Khmer Rouge, with Pol Pot over 20 years, emptying out the cities, killing more than 2 million people. Anybody who was a doctor or a lawyer who had glasses was considered to be wealthy. And so I think that rather than open up that genie out of the box, I mean, once you say, let's execute political leaders, then it's kind of like when kings would dominate other kings, they would never kill the king. They would exile them. Or when they finally captured Napoleon, well, twice, they would exile him to Alba and then another island, because they didn't want to set the precedent of elitists being killed. Well, it's the same thing here. I don't want to set the precedent of bloody lynch mobs and cities burning. I don't want cruel and unusual punishment. Now, federal and state law states what high treason is punishable by. And I believe we had a caller or a guest. I can't remember. I mean, I remember a few weeks ago this being discussed, about a month ago. People were talking about just rounding them all up, putting them all in camps, you know, executing the elitist. And, you know, I was saying that whereas I would like to see them swinging from a rope, and I've gotten angry before and said, you know, after people have been convicted of a crime and after they've been, you know, convicted of carrying out terror attacks, I'd like to see them punished. When I'm being more intellectual and more cold in my analysis, it's just more dangerous. Also, if elites know they're going to be executed, they'll go ahead and just nuke our cities instead of being captured. But if other elites who are below them know that they'll just get jail time, they won't go all the way to the wall. I mean, do you understand the British Ministry of Defense 10-year prospectus on what they believe will happen said that the moneyed interest in Europe, the U.S. and England, and Australia, Canada, will wage war against their domestic populations. They admit the riot police, the whole structure of our governments, is to wage war against the people. And they said that if the population ever starts really looking like they're going to take over the government, that the neutron bomb arsenals, which, again, don't destroy real estate, just kill all life, don't damage buildings or telecommunications. They just kill every bug, every plant, every human, every dog, every cat, every monkey, every canary, every squirrel, every chipmunk, dolphins at SeaWorld, everything that in the area that's hit. And they said the neutron bomb arsenal is for us. So that's what Cheyenne Mountain's for, to direct through Northcom the dropping. I mean, let's say that we marched on Washington, we took it over. They would just drop a neutron bomb on it. Okay, the military-industrial complex rules us, and we're going to lay down and take the eugenics.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Yeah, I got cut off on the break there. Let me finish up what I was going to say. They want us to just lay there and take their eugenics program. This is all done scientifically. It's all publicly stated. It's not advertised, but it's all in textbooks. It's all in government documents. It's all stated. They want to build, and they are building, a world government with a world currency, world tax, a regulatory system over your carbon footprint. They know it isn't your carbon dioxide you exhale that's causing the earth to warm. They know the earth is set to cool. But it's something they can sell the public on an outside crisis to get a monitoring system in through your world ID card that will say national ID, which is already standardized by treaty in 2000, that then tracks every purchase, every sale, everything you eat, everything you do, so they can gauge what your carbon footprint is. And it's designed, according to Richard Inhofe, head of the CFR, in one of the papers he wrote for the Club of Rome, to make humans the enemy, and the state will organize against the enemy, which is humanity. And so the state makes us the enemy, it codifies that, and they train us to think of human life as bad from birth. They train us to think of the family as bad. They train us to literally take our own self-preservation instinct, the propulsion system of humanity, to protect ourselves, our children, our tribe, to build a better system. They take that and they turn it in against itself. They convince you the earth is what you've got to save. Of course, they have no intention of, quote, saving the earth. In fact, they're the ones actually threatening it with their fission fusion systems, their heavy colliders, their nuclear weapons, their neutron bombs, their antimatter weapons they admit they have, their genetic engineering. But they sell you at a very fundamental base level of don't crap where you eat. I mean, people knew 5,000 years ago to go out in the woods to not do their business inside the camp. And so they say, we don't want to foul the stream. We don't want to foul the hunting ground. We don't want to scare the game away. It's basically that instinct. And that's actually how the priest class, going back about 8,000 years ago, got control of societies through superstition, through give me the power, give me the control, do what I say, or the harvest won't be good, or there won't be any caribou, there won't be any gazelles, there won't be any white-tailed deer. The management of the environment is one of the most base things for tribal societies. And so they come in with something that's very legitimate, our fundamental makeup, and they say to us, you have to give control over your life and over your decision-making process and over private property and over your reproductive rights. We're now being told, don't have more than one child. It's very uncouth. It's very bad. It's very evil. Don't you dare. One-child policies are needed in the U.S. and in Europe, as we told you they would propose. We're being sold on a new system to be regulated and controlled. And the criminal world corporate system, the global crime syndicate, we covered it in Endgame. 150 years ago, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, which were the royal family of Germany, England, the Netherlands, Russia, Greece, same family, Austria, Italy, same family. If you want a history lesson on that, it's because the royal dynasties of Italy and Spain and England were original royal dynasties, and their lines would burn out because part of inbreeding is infertility and disease and stillbirth and retardation. And so after 300, 400, 500, 600 years of interbreeding, all of those original dynasties burned out, and there was one place that had been intermarrying with everybody else because it had, what, to debate it, 14, 16 different counties with kings, with dukes over each one of them in Germania. And so they were the only ones by the 1750s who had a royal bloodline left that was married into all the other royal bloodlines. And so the German Saxe-Coburg-Gotha became the super genetic European royalty bloodline, and they took over. Just giving you basic mainline history, but I digress there. And so eugenics ideas had been developed in the 1750s, before it was called eugenics, by Sir Francis Galton in the 1840s, by Mr. Malthus. And those ideas were codified and then integrated with the theory of evolution. I'm not debating evolution one or the other. I'm just coldly pointing out how this plan developed. So you have eugenics coming out of Darwinism and Malthusianism, the Malthusians. And within 40 years, by the 1890s, it was the dominant science in the U.S., Russia, Mexico, Japan, globally. Anybody who had an intelligentsia, anybody who had a PhD, because the PhD was started simultaneously, right around that same period in Prussia, as an elite management force. Same thing the French did with their PhDs in the 1850s, 20 years after, or to be technical, 15 years after they took over Algeria, they went in and created a roundtable or CFR or intelligentsia. A small ruling class, a small imperial management viceroy system. And then it was that inner party in Algeria in the 1950s and 60s that then rebelled against French rule. So the elite's always watching their inner party more closely than even the general public. Again, I'm just skipping around giving you little snapshot microcosm examples of how all this works. I meant to bring a brief history of the world to Barnes & Noble's 3,000 Years of Revolution, but it's a good little book, a few hundred pages long, because each page has it nice synopses of what happened, and you'll see how it repeats itself and how their inner factions, secret groups, black op organizations, front groups. And see, when you read history, none of that's hidden because it doesn't matter anymore, you know, because those people aren't in power now. And so you can admit how things work 100 years ago, 200 years ago. You just don't admit how that works today. Because by God, you know, I got a real choice between McCain and Obama. And by God, nobody runs my life. I'm in control. No, you're not. I said I'd take calls, but I'm off on a jag here because you get the scientific elite, and by the 1890s, well, really, Malthus codified it all in the 1750s, but it was now official policy, health department, social services, everything, social hygiene, racial hygiene. The three rails of eugenics, positive eugenics, breeding elites to be better looking, live longer, be smarter. Negative eugenics, sterilizing, killing newborn babies that are deformed. But then the real rail of eugenics, the true secret rail, the third rail of dumbing down the middle class and rogue intelligence, which the elite says are the only ones threatening their total, complete domination. And by the 20s, they discover that sodium fluoride brain damages you, reduces your life expectancy, literally causes arthritis, attacks every gland and organ. And the elites are really into being the best and the smartest, and they hate what they call, you know, native rogue intelligence out of the middle class. And so they lay down a screen to block that out and dumb them down. And then, of course, 1933, Aldous Huxley writes Brave New World, where they take the embryos and x-ray them to make them stupid. And then he later said, no, that's actually what the elite does, just with chemicals in the water and the vaccines, in 1962 when he spoke at Berkeley and in other speeches and in revisiting Brave New World he wrote in the 50s. He's telling you, no, this is actually the plan. I married into a eugenics family. I married into Galton family and the Darwin family. Only four families bred together in that particular scientific experiment they did, starting in the 1840s. Most of the children died at birth. The others had to be locked away. You occasionally would get a Huxley, somebody like Aldous, who would be genius. It actually did produce super geniuses, but, again, most of them were completely out of their mind schizophrenics. It's well known throughout history that hyperintelligence is also associated with the edge of madness, but I digress now. The point here is that you were having scientific war waged against you. And in all these textbooks and documents and books written by H.G. Wells, nonfiction, and books put out by Oxford Press and all these publications, hundreds of them, they stated the scientific plan. And now they're very close to it. A computer tracking system, a technological enslavement grid, a control grid, tracking your every movement, predicting mass movements, predicting mob psychology, the final revolution, which is brainwashed police forces, brainwashed populations played off against each other, centralized cities, an intensifying threat of terrorism, an intensifying threat of biological calamity. They engineer biological crises, then always pose as the savior. With the new crisis they usher in, there are other crises that develop on their own that they then pose as saviors on as well. They also turn everything into a glitz and glamour. You know, the fact that cancer has become epidemic and is increasing thousands of percentile points every decade, and the diabetes is, and all of this, they then institutionalize that and fund their own organizations that cover all this up in the name of the drives to stop it all, in the name of the programs to get the cure. And then they turn it into a celebrity thing that, oh, your three-year-old has cancer. Oh, a bunch of the three-year-olds on the block have cancer. Oh, your 22-year-old wife has a brain tumor or lung cancer. Oh, your husband at 31 has testicular cancer. Don't worry, Bob down the street does. We're all going to beat this together, and here are these organizations that are going to help us, and you find out they're all Planned Parenthood former heads or vice chairman or involved in eugenics organizations or black op government, and everything is about exterminating us in an orderly fashion. You find out that millions of dosages of HIV go out in the factor rate. Millions are infected. No one gets in trouble. You find out that every major vaccine is triggering diabetes, attacking the pancreas. They don't care. It intensifies. They give the girls the HPV shot. They get cancer. They get autoimmune diseases. Doesn't matter. They've already got a new syndrome. So when your baby dies of a convulsion, they say you shook your baby, or they say it's sudden death. It's the mattress. Never killed a baby before. Now it does. Or they say you shook your baby and arrest you. It's a syndrome. And the cops don't know. The doctors don't know. They're just given the new syndrome by the experts. It's quackery. It's fraud. It's scams. And then they state in the British 10-year plan, Ministry of Defense, that Western governments have deployed neutron bombs, and that neutron bombs will be used. I mean, they know you're getting mad when they take everything you've got, your pension funds, everything. They know the police are going to riot with us. They know the military. There's a very good chance. In fact, they say it's probably going to happen in England, the U.S., and Europe are going to march on capitals. And if the microwave guns don't work, if the mercenaries flee, if that doesn't work, if the helicopters in every major city with knockout gas, opiate gas, don't work, they'll use nerve gas and kill you. And if that doesn't work, they'll use a neutron bomb on you. And they've said, the neutron bombs are for us. They're developed in the 60s, publicly announced in the 70s, and then you never hear about them again. And that's because France and Italy and South Africa and England and Germany and Russia and Japan and China and the United States are all together against the enemy. That is the people. Do they still fight with each other occasionally? Do they jockey for oil and power? Yes, you know, just like the local La Cosa Nostra fights with each other every decade or so. But they don't ever scare off their quarry. They don't ever scare off who they're feeding on. They don't ever scare off their slaves. They don't ever scare off the deer, the prey. Just like pelicans may fight over a school of fish, but they never warn the fish so another pelican doesn't get them. Do pelicans fight over a great spot right off the jetty where the fish like to come in at the tide? Yeah, I've seen pelicans get in fights with each other. Little arguments. But they sure don't run the fish off. And see, that's how it works here. And so that's what we face. That's what we're under. Institutionalized mass murder. You think the Nazis were bad, killing millions of people in death camps, putting fluoride in the water, using IBM International Business Machines donated by Thomas Watson to decide who to kill, who to work, how long to work somebody, what to feed them with their ID number? You know who was given the contract by the New World Order over 60 years ago to run the global grid? IBM. IBM is global government. It is an institution. It is run by zealots who aren't into money, ladies and gentlemen. They believe in what they're doing. Microsoft, an institution of global government. The Pentagon, an institution of global government, to carry out eugenics, to carry out death and extermination and murder and brainwashing. Now, looking at that, I want to have a serious debate and have the population wake up to the true nature of the world and what makes the power elite tick. And sure, everybody isn't going to listen to us at first, but as they see everything we've talked about unfold, then they'll finally look at globalist documents, then they'll finally look at think tank planning and long-term strategic operations, then serious people, intelligent people, will finally look at what we've claimed, will find out it's true, and then we can have a real debate, not about Sarah Palin or John McCain or Barack Obama or Joe Biden, but about, do we want our future to be like this? Do we want this to really happen? Do we want to have this global elite who set up a scientific dictatorship over 100 years ago and is carrying out a great plan? Do we want this to happen? I mean, do you want to die an untimely death through eugenics, through aggressive, offensive eugenics operations against you and your family? Do you want that to happen? We have to have a debate about this, the prime issue, what drives the New World Order. Your call straight ahead.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Aaron Dykes during the break just said, I can't believe you're the only person who's really talking about the scientific dictatorship. And I hear some of the talk show hosts starting to pick up on it, but they'll just use catchphrases and repeat the terms we use. All of us need to really get into this in depth. Maybe I'll have Aaron in during the third hour, because we did a four-part series on eugenics, and that's all the elite talks about. It's all they're into. They've used basic psychology to neutralize us and tell us the elite doesn't exist, so we can't even ever get to the point of resisting them. I mean, it's just amazing to watch it all happen. But look, John, Eddie, Tim, Nate, Georgetta, Gary. We're going to get to everybody. Now I'm just going to calls. I've got to just shut up and take your calls. John in Illinois, 20, 30 minutes ago, I answered your question, I think, about, you know, not wanting to execute the elite, but to put them in prison for the rest of their lives, because it's a very dangerous Pandora's box to start political executions.
I concur. A French Revolution style thing can really get out of control. But I'm saying if we have a peaceful revolution, we impanel a grand jury, these men are indicted and found guilty, I think that the top guys need to answer for their crime. They must answer, and that's it. And also, I was at the Rally for the Republic. It was very inspiring. Jesse Ventura surprised us all by coming out for 9/11 truth, basically.
Now, I know most of the Paul supporters are 9/11 truthers, but that's something that is kept in the closet. Did you see any gasp by some of the mainline Republicans going, no?
No, I did not, but there's also another something I'd like to relate to you. During the evening before Representative Paul spoke, there was an announcement between speakers for all Republican delegates to return to St. Paul to the convention. And I don't know if the gentleman who was making the announcement was pulling everybody's legs, but he said that means there's 500 more spaces down here on the floor, folks. Come on down.
Absolutely. A lot of them were Ron Paul supporters. I appreciate you calling in, John. Let's go to John in California. You're on the air. Okay, he dropped off. Eddie in New York, you're on the air.
Okay, I have a suggestion for you, and also I think I've discovered a name for the syndrome that's killing all the young men around the world. It's a variation of cleaners syndrome. You know, the cleaners are the guys who go and kill all the witnesses after an assassination. So this is a slight variation of that.
Yeah,
syndrome.
I mean, when you get tasered and died, it's not the taser, it's a syndrome. Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
and look, they'll tell the cattle that, and they'll believe it.
My suggestion is something I picked up from the Ron Paul campaign. They used to have a little, a rubber stamp saying, Ron Paul for president. And I just ordered two more rubber stamps for me. The first line says, 911 was an inside job. Second line says, www.infowars.com. And I stamp it on every dollar bill, every $20 bill, everything I spend, all my checks. So people can order these things online. Just go get a rubber stamp thing.
Yeah, the government wants to surveil us and watch us and try to intimidate us. How about tens of millions of us just make so much noise that, I mean, there are millions more of us than there are them. Literally, it's like Mark Kornke always says, using a hunting analogy, it's like moose hunting. They have to have a lottery because only one out of five or six people gets to actually go moose hunting because there's not enough moose. I mean, this is like million to one here. The New World Order operates off of illusion, off of lies and fraud, and we have the power.
What's your take on Prince Charles a couple weeks ago saying GMO foods are bad and everybody should go organic? Did he suddenly become a good guy, or is there some other aspect to it?
Well, no. The elites do know that GMO is bad. They are aware of what's going on, and so they have to get ready to pose as the good guys. In fact, it's come out that the royal family owns controlling stock in one of the big three GMO companies. But see, they're creating the crisis, but then he has to position himself as the good guy for the solution. And then, oh, we need a global government to stop GMO, you understand. Just like they create the terrorists and fund them, and then, oh, give your rights up, we'll protect you from the terrorists. Or, oh, give your rights up, there's cocaine on the streets, and they're shipping it in. We'll be right back in 60 seconds with more calls.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.